Then, Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for being with us. It's now time for the News Bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines called together a praise Christian Center in honor of late former President Edgar Lungu. Fuel price surge forces airlines to introduce a surcharge. And in international news, pirates seize another vessel off Somali coast as threat levels increase.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Scores of people gathered at the Praise Christian Center for prayers in remembrance of former 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu. The former president died on 5 June 2025 in South Africa, with his burial yet to take place today. A number of political figures attended the ceremony, including Tonse Alliance presidential candidate Brian Mundurile, Citizens First Party President Harry Kalaba, National Democratic Congress Party President Savoy Imboela, and New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka, among others. In his statement of purpose and thanksgiving, Praise Christian Center founder Bishop Edgar Ngambi has emphasized that the prayer occasion was not a political gathering but a thanksgiving service to the Lord. Bishop Ngambi has acknowledged the contribution of the former head of state to the country and prayed for God's guidance over the nation during this difficult time.
We want a mighty victory, and God, by love and grace, and grace of God together, with God, and make us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. From above all principalities, all power, all dominion, all might, over every name now present and in the world to come. There is no power like the power of God. And the Bible says the exceeding greatness of this power works for us, works for all, and produces things for us.
The Civil Aviation Authority has revealed that an increase in the price of aviation fuel, particularly Jet A1, due to the ongoing crisis in the Middle East, has forced nearly all airlines to introduce a fuel surcharge as a short-term measure to cushion their impacts and sustain operations. Civil Aviation Authority Director General Captain Derek Luembe has explained that fuel accounts for a significant portion of airline operating costs, resulting in increased air ticket prices since the beginning of the conflict. Captain Luembe has noted that as the industry expands and becomes more liberalized, the need for fair competition, effective economic regulation, and strong consumer protection becomes increasingly important. He was speaking during the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission aimed at strengthening collaboration in competition regulation and consumer protection within Zambia's air transport sector.
We are aware that the price of fuel, particularly Jet A1, has gone up, and airlines, in order to be able to survive these turbulent times, almost all airlines have introduced a fuel surcharge in the interim cushion their operations at this point in time. One of the biggest operating costs for an airline is fuel. It accounts for a significant portion of the operating cost of an airline. So certain fares have risen since the beginning of the conflict in the Middle East.
Meanwhile, PCTC Executive Director Eunice Hamavwa said the partnership will ensure that no consumer grievance goes unresolved and will enhance oversight and safeguard consumer interests in the aviation industry.
The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission and the CAA is not merely a formality. It is a declaration of our collective resolve to ensure that the wing all commerce in our site operates under the highest standards of integrity. What is the spirit of this collaboration, you may be asking? The aviation sector is a critical artery of our economy. It facilitates trade, boosts tourism, and connects our people to the world.
The Lusaka Magistrates Court has adjourned the matter involving former First Lady Esther Lungu as she awaits the burial of her late husband, former President Edgar Lungu, who died on June 5, 2025. The matter came up for mention this morning before Resident Magistrate Buyuana Simbola, and the court adjourned it to May 29, 2026 for mention and fixing of trial dates. In this matter, Mrs. Lungu, aged 66, is jointly charged with James Piri, 49, a police officer, Lee Chisulo, 31, also a police officer, Kapemba Lungu and Catherine Banda are all our residents of Lusaka. In count one, it is alleged that Mrs. Lungu, Mr. Piri, Mr. Chisulo, Mr. Lungu and Ms. Banda on unknown dates, but between August 9, 2021 and September 30, 2022, in Lusaka, jointly and whilst acting together, stole a motor vehicle, namely a Mitsubishi Canter registration number BAV5282, valued at 320,000 kwacha, the property of Ms. Elizabeth Piri. In count two and three, it is alleged that all accused persons on unknown dates, but between August 9, 2021 and September 30, 2022 in Lusaka, jointly and whilst acting together, stole a motor vehicle, namely a Toyota Runnex, registration number BLA9772, valued at 110,000 kwacha, and Toyota Alet, registration number BAV3986, valued at 110,000 kwacha, the property of Furana Patel. It is alleged that in count 4, all the accused persons between August 9, 2021 and September 30, 2022 in Lusaka, jointly and whilst acting together, stole a certificate of title relating to a property situated in Luvala, Lusaka, Waterworth, valued at 1,050,000 kwacha, belonging to Ms. Piri. The Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage says countries will only access climate finance if they submit strong evidence-based proposals as vulnerable nations, including Zambia, move to secure funding from more than $820 million pledged globally. Speaking during a stakeholder engagement with civil society organizations, FRLD Executive Director Ibrahima Dion said the fund is now shifting from pledges to the implementation of early response programs. He said countries are being supported with up to $7.5 million under a country support facility to help prepare competitive proposals, with Zambia among those currently developing submissions.
I said earlier that $820 million on the basis of voluntary contribution, as much as we're grateful, that's not good enough for us to get to where we want to be, which is in the billion. So I presented to the board what I call the two-stage approach of resource mobilization. Stage one is to make sure we convert the pledges that we have into actual cash. We welcome some new contributors, and we then have a replenishment sometime next year where we make the case that we need additional resources to scale up really the intervention with countries, and obviously your voices will be extremely important in making the case.
Meanwhile, Minister of Green Economy, Permanent Secretary Dr. Dauti Chiramba said Zambia is preparing its proposal with support from GIZ, the German Development Agency, while civil society organizations are being engaged to enhance transparency and improve the country's chances of securing funding.
So our understanding is Zambia will ask GIZ to lead the process of developing this proposal. So they have a framework and any draft of that proposal. Tomorrow is a holiday, but tomorrow we are calling for a meeting here at this ministry to look at that draft proposal. Now, this proposal is wide-reaching. It has water in there, it has agriculture in there, it has health in there.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government says the country has recorded improved quality in roads and bridges constructed under the UPND administration, noting that they meet international standards, unlike some projects under previous regimes which reportedly deteriorated within 2 years. Speaking to Hot FM News,